I have never in my life been at the bottom of a list, ever. We're not going to stay there very long, but we are there.
That's Dr. Judy Bentz, the president of the University of West Florida, at a Tuesday morning town hall meeting at the school to outline the state's performance-based funding system and what it could mean to UWF. All of the universities in the state system are graded on 10 different areas. While UWF did well in some, they fell short in others.
We got three zeros. How much does it cost to provide our undergraduates with their education? Our academic progress rate is not what they wanted. So we got a zero. The six-year graduation rate, they start at 60% as the lowest to earn excellence points. We have 44%.
UWF's final score was a 21. That is the lowest of all state universities. If the system is approved by the legislature and signed by Governor Scott, all schools under a score of 26 will lose 1% in funding in the next school year. For UWF, that comes to over $600,000. Two other universities would also lose money under this measure, New College of Florida and Florida Atlantic University. Dr. Bentz, speaking to a crowd of teachers, students, and other university employees, said the money lost would not mean jobs lost, at least not now.
Yeah, we do have a plan, and our Dr. Stevenson has run the numbers, and we are getting $1.3 million of performance-based funding, which we treated as non-recurring. So we didn't put anybody's salary on it. We didn't put any programs on it. And we spent it for a one-time thing. But the Board of Governors and the legislature are proposing to make that recurring. So that's where we will take it next year, if it becomes recurring and if we still get and we will get the same number. I don't know about year two. I hope we get out of this hole that we're in on year two.
As she spoke, Bentz made it obvious that she fully expects the measure to become law.
Performance-based funding is going to happen. It is here, and some version is going to come out of our legislature. So it's up to us as political folks and as academic folks to deal with it.
Dr. Bentz also outlined steps that the school must take to raise their scores. She put a special emphasis on retaining first-year college students.
Our number's terrible anyway, and we need to improve it for the good of the students, period. We've been talking it for 5 years since I've been president, and it's been going straight down. And that's bad. That means we're doing something wrong with our freshmen.
Professors and counselors will be making sure struggling students are given help quickly before they get frustrated and drop out. Students who did not return for the spring semester will be contacted and encouraged to return next fall. And changes will be made in who gets financial aid, making sure solid students will get the help they need to complete their studies, not just the ones on the upper and lower levels of academic achievement.
And if they're having money trouble, they go to a workshop. If they're having study problems, they go to another workshop. If they're having grades or stress problems, they go to another workshop. So we're tending to them, and we're watching them.
UWF will also look to improve its six-year graduation rate. Right now, there are 70 seniors at that level, but only 23 have applied for graduation.
Don't you know we're going to scour that group of 70? And find out what it will take to get them graduated.
Given that the measure has to go through both houses of the legislature and then be signed by the governor, Bentz says the final cost to UWF is still an unknown.
This is not a done deal. The numbers you saw are proposed. They're based on assumptions. They're based on predictions. They're based on formulas that someone else, not the legislature, generated.
Dr. Judy Bentz says she expects any final bill to be signed by Governor Scott by Memorial Day. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.